Today's Lenten devotion comes from the Reverend Jeff Bergeson, class of 14. 91 years ago this month, at the height of the Great Depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave his first inaugural address as president. Into that tumultuous context, FDR spoke the words, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." Fear is a strange thing. In the Bible, we're told the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And yet repeatedly, God's people are told, "Do not be afraid." Even in today's reading, the psalmist declares, "The Lord delivered me from all my fears," and then goes on to commend and even teach the fear of the Lord. So which is it? Should we fear or not? I want to wrestle with this question. What is fear? When you're afraid of a spider, or your financial situation, or wars and rumors of wars, or the upcoming election, what is the fear in your heart communicating? I've come to believe that fear is essentially our heart saying, "This has some kind of authority or power over me." Occasionally, it's a correct assessment of the situation, but usually, it's not. We know that love is fundamentally a good thing, but it can be misdirected or distorted, and so our perspective on love gets distorted. Similarly, I believe, fear is fundamentally a good thing, but because we are almost always misdirect our fear, we have a distorted view of it, and we miss the security that comes with fear properly directed, namely fear of the Lord. Improper fear is a form of deception. This Lent, may we not fear taking up our own crosses, because Jesus has come to set his people free from the fear of death, seated us with himself in the heavenlies, and specifically tells us to fear no threats. The Lord sees, hears, rescues, saves, is near to, and redeems those who fear the Lord. If we are in Christ, what have we to fear? Nothing, not even fear. Let us pray. Lord, I confess, I have not feared you alone. Jesus, help me to so seek, trust, and love you that I fear nothing else. Holy Spirit, come, prune the rotten fruit of other fears from my heart, and fill me with yourself, that I may more closely follow Jesus, free from fear and full of love. Amen.